No, right now we keep it in the garage area where I'm at, and we'll need it. But it's a it is a trailer. You know, it's a generator that's been made into a a trailer. It's got a full axle, suspension and all that stuff, and we can pull it with. We have a what's the big Ford Explorer? No, Expedition. We have an Expedition and a and then a big like 350 Chevy van or something, whatever it is, E30. I can't remember how they label their stuff, but it's their one of their biggest vans, and that one, they both have like a 6,000 plus pound towing capacity, so they can pull the thing. So I got two vehicles that can pull it.
I was just talking to my father-in-law this Sunday about portable generators versus, permanent installed whole house, whole site, Jennies. And, in your case, obviously it makes sense to have, how many sites you have, you need an automatic one, and maybe not necessarily this site if you're able to get by with that, or someone's there that you can just back the trailer in and fire it up, but we were talking about whole houses for, like, residential environments, and it's just, like, it is such a tough justification to spend that kind of money for a generator that you use once or twice a year.